Barkley, Van Camp, and Robbins. They take the biggest stories of the day, cut through the nonsense, and say the quiet part out loud.
You're the co-chair of this political party.
That excites the minions when they hear that. Oh, tax the millionaires.
Well, it sounds good, and then I get free stuff. Yay!
Yeah, but nothing is free, man.
That's when being somebody's an adult really is a challenge, huh?
MVR, weekdays 11 till 2 on News Radio 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620. Informative, local, dependable. Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Here for public forum.
Public forum is an opportunity for the public to get up and speak about anything they'd like to discuss.
Now, I know it was primary day yesterday, and the county commission did not meet since, you know, last week. But nevertheless, I thought, you know, in the middle of all this election news, why not talk about roosters?
Lawrence Walsh, Milton, Florida. I want to play a sound clip for you real quick so you guys can understand the hell that I have to live with on a daily basis. This is all day, all night. This is outside my bedroom window. And these two next door to me are county employees.
Oh, I know. So he shows up at the county commission meeting and says, these people next to me are making it hell for me to live.
I'm here today to talk about the growing problem with roosters and the conduct of county employees. With this county growing faster and faster, some confusion as to what is a county versus what is country. Santa Rosa has plenty of places where farm animals belong, and there are plenty of places where there's sufficient space and distance between neighbors to not be a nuisance. There's a reason cities like Milton and every HOA does not allow roosters. They are loud, cannot be controlled, and have no concept of time, and are not pleasant sounding. When you have houses 15 feet apart, this is not the place to have roosters and other farm animals. It starts with something small like a rooster, and then we find ourselves with an issue like Miami-Dade with peacocks screaming and who knows what other animals some feel they should have. Not to mention the smell, the flies that invade my house, the venomous snakes I see more often. I have caught what looks like foxes, coyotes, and other animals on my security cameras because my neighbor needs eggs. How is this fair that I have to deal with this?
You know, one of the things that you see in local government is local government is there because of the friction between people. A lot. I mean, local government is there to provide services, you know, and to oversee services like roads, obviously, and fire and, you know, emergencies, stormwater, trash pickup, right? That's one slice of local government. But local government also exists because, you know, neighbors don't get along because people are, well, what? People, you know, they're sinners, right? And sinners don't get along, and sinners do dumb things, and sinners inconvenience others, and sinners have, you know, different desire sets, and those desire sets do not always match very well. And, you know, so neighbors squabble. And local government is there to resolve this stuff somehow or other. Sometimes they resolve it by saying you can't do that. Sometimes they resolve it by saying you can do that and you can't stop them. But you know, local government is there because people have trouble getting along. And when one neighbor has roosters that crow at early hours loudly or all hours loudly, and the other neighbor doesn't like it, how do you solve that? Because apparently the noise ordinance doesn't cover. Remember, we're talking about the coffee shop that has the loud, you know, thumping music that the neighbors don't like. That's a very ordinary, normal, frustrating, irritating kind of thing that neighbor squabbles bring to the local government to ask them to solve. In this case, Lawrence Walsh is saying, you got to do something about this. This is terrible.
I know for some it might not make sense, but if you had to live with roosters 20 feet off your bedroom window, you would understand my frustration. I do not enjoy waking up at 3 or 4 a.m. to what sounds like a woman screaming in my backyard. My wife is in the medical field. She works long 12-hour shifts to serve the people of this county. She needs her sleep. There are people here need their hospital personnel well-rested. My neighbors need to have roosters. Trump our need for sleep, and there's absolutely no reason to have a rooster. They are not needed for eggs. They just scream.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure if I were him, first thing you should do is, you know, try to talk to your neighbors and see if they, you know, you can resolve the situation. But what do you do if there's no ordinance against somebody having, loud livestock next to you, and you live in a place where there's loud livestock next to you? You know, did you know when you moved in? Did they add them later? What's the law? What's the decibel level? I mean, these are the kind of questions you ask, but you can certainly understand how neighbor one, I don't know what the law is in this case, in this address, but neighbor one wants roosters for whatever reason, you know. Neighbor two wants peace and quiet for obvious reasons. How do you resolve this?
We need common sense rules in place to save the sanctity of the most important purchase of our lives, and that's our home. This is our sanctuary. This is our castle. This is so important that we have laws protecting them from intruders, noise, except for when it comes from animals. This is not a law enforcement issue. This is an animal control issue.
Yeah, and I mean, you know, my heart's with him, assuming the facts are basically as he says, okay? My heart's with him and wanting people not to be disturbed by the next door neighbor's roosters because, you know, we certainly don't want it to be. I've lived in places where, like, there's up off of Kingsfield, not where I lived on Majestic, but a street over, they have a peacock that roams freely. It, like, doesn't belong to anybody. It just roams freely in the neighborhood. And, you know, these sometimes see it up on people's roofs and, you know, peacocks can be loud. And, you know, it's either the coolest thing ever or it's, like, super annoying. It depends on your situation, what time of day it is, right? How do you resolve this? These are challenges that seem like, well, obviously we, you know, people shouldn't be, well, should they not be able to own lives? Anyway, so just, I bring you this because it's not funny to the people who are suffering from it, but it's a little funny that in a good way, the problems that show up at the Santa Rosa County Commission meeting are, you know, rooster noises.
This is outside my bedroom window.
I mean, I wouldn't want it either. PJ's got traffic on the fives.
There is a vehicle crash in Roblox, Memphis Avenue at Riva Circle in Pensacola. Use caution through that area. Also, the front gate of NAS Pensacola backed up to Interbay. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, PJ. Ace Unlocks, the great company with the terrible name. And I'm not saying that like, you know, Andrew, how would you say that about an advertiser? Well, because Chris Roney, the owner, who's a friend, that's what he told me. He said, Andrew, here's what I want you to tell people. We do unlock car doors. That's true. We do unlock locked houses. That's true. But we do a lot more than that. That's how we started. I mean, they started back at UWF in the late 90s, basically out of two cars and a payphone, and people would call them because they needed, and a pager, because they needed a car unlocked, and they'd go unlock it for cheap. They still don't charge very much for that because they like helping students. But that's really, that was the beginning. They have grown since then to do everything. It's a fleet of trucks, highly skilled technicians. They are the locksmith for the area. If you miss, you know, you destroy your fob or you lose your laser cut key because, you know, modern cars are different than old cars, or you key to your house, need to rekey, change locks, you know, I don't know, you had a breakup and somebody needs new locks, you know, or you had a renter move out, whatever the case may be. Ace Unlocks does that. They've got for car stuff. I know because I had my Civic key cut a second one for me. They are cheaper than the dealership, and they have all the same equipment and technology. If it's your residence, you know, they can put in locks. They can do keypad locks, app-based locks, which are kind of a cool thing. Anyway, lots of different things they have. If you need them 24 hours a day, you can call them at 505-7545 or just stop by at 125 Airport Boulevard. That's right where the airport and the railroad tracks are. And if you mention my name, Andrew McKay, at Ace Unlocks, you get 10% off.
Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. The Subaru Lot to Love event is going on now at Anderson Subaru, which brings special summer savings to some of our most in-demand Subaru models, Ascent, Outback, and Crosstrek. Right now, get 0.9% financing for 75 months on Ascent models with flexible seating for up to 8 passengers. Or how about 1.9% APR financing for 75 months on the completely redesigned Outback? That's 75-month financing on Ascent and Outbacks. or get 2.9% APR financing for 72 months on the versatile Subaru Crosstrek. Low rates and long terms on the most reliable and most loved cars around. Discover new places to love during the Subaru A Lot to Love event. Going on now through August 31st at Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola. For details, call 877-554-9791.
Subaru for you, Subaru for you. Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Whatever the day, whatever the hour, FPL is working to keep your service reliable and your bills as low as possible by building stronger lines and rerouting power with our self-healing grid, by preparing for storms and restoring service quickly, and by building highly efficient, diverse energy sources. Because we know every dollar counts. FPL, working for you every single day.
If my dog Ginger could speak English, you'd hear her say she wants to spend every day at Play and Stay Pet Daycare while I'm at work. Good thing I can translate doggy. What's that? They're the only pet daycare in Pensacola with an on-site veterinarian? That's right. She says they're cage-free with large indoor and outdoor play areas where she loves to play with her friends. Where are they located? Play and Stay Pet Daycare is located at 4220 Davis Highway, across from Bailey's Farmers Market, online at olivebranchpethospital.com. Okay, come on, let's go. Good girl.
Tomorrow at 10, the Pensacola Expert Panel welcome's Opening Doors of Northwest Florida's Bruce Cady and Executive Director of Bright Bridge Ministries, Reverend Ashley Mosley Brown. Bright Bridge Ministries' mission is to promote the dignity and well-being of the homeless and under-resourced in our community. They've been serving individuals and families experiencing homelessness since 2007. Don't miss the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 10 with Opening Doors of Northwest Florida. Sponsored by Homeless Continuum of Care, Florida 511.
Got a question about business, health, or money?
Chances are Meg's already talking to the expert.
Pet Talk, Pensacola Expert Panel, weekdays at 9 on News Radio 92.3.
They call me Mr. Tibbs.
Good morning, 621 News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's the Pensacola Morning News and lots of election results that we've been trying to get to a bunch this morning. Before we do that, David Wayne is in the newsroom this morning with our headlines. David?
And good morning. President Trump pausing a planned wave of tariffs that was set to hit Canada overnight. The president said he is pausing the duties for 3 days because the two countries have a deal pending final documentation. He did not offer any specifics about that deal. A group of Iranian hackers is being indicted for allegedly orchestrating a cyber piracy campaign backed by the Islamic Revolutionary Guard. The Justice Department says the group of 17 hackers targeted U.S. universities and companies in a years-long campaign and apparently also attempted to extort HBO for $6 million in Bitcoin.
Did you see, you mentioning the cyber crimes and cyber attacks against our national infrastructure, did you see the story about the Department of War is now looking to hire basically outside contractors outside the military to conduct cyber operations against foreign entities?
I had not seen that.
Like digital mercenaries, essentially, which I think in some ways makes a lot of sense because they're nimble, they're motivated, they may not want to enlist in the military to be able to work for the military. You know, it's just there's going to be rules about what they can and cannot do to manipulate, degrade, disrupt and destroy foreign adversary computer networks. But short of in anything that would involve anybody's lives. So I just, you know, it's an interesting development. Russia, of course, has been doing this for years. You know, all kinds of, they do all kinds of crazy stuff in Russia. But, you know, the idea here is instead of having an actual employed law enforcement or, you know, military designee pushing the button, essentially, you'd have operating at the request of those forces or of those agencies, you would have, you know, these contractors doing it. So I just thought that was a fascinating
one. What an age to be alive.
You're right.
An army of cyber mercenaries waging war from their parents' basements.
In between, you know, games of Grand Theft Auto sessions, right? Which, absolutely. By the way, that was another one, you know, I don't know, just in the weird military news category, the Army, there's an Army unit that's actually offering, this is 9th Brigade Engineer Battalion Commander, Lieutenant Colonel Ryan Hodgson, says that any soldiers who reenlist between now and November 14th of this year, their reward for reenlisting, a four-day pass to play GTA 6 when it comes out. No joke. This is unreal. A real story. He's going to, anybody who enlists, reenlists between now and November, he's going to give them a 4 days pass when Grand Theft Auto 6 releases so that they can play it to their heart's content and not have to worry about official duties.
I mean, to be fair, I guess it's been 15 years since the last Grand Theft Auto game. But I don't know. I think I still would take a reenlistment bonus over that. But
maybe you get both. I mean, maybe you get the money and 4 days off. I don't know. This is in Georgia, by the way, is where this unit is located at Fort Stewart. So anyway, go ahead. I interrupted your news to tell you my weird stories.
I think that was all I had was actually. All right. Unless you want this one. This is today's World Orangutan Day.
Oh, yes, please.
So, that's held each August 19th to bring attention to the red-haired primate and raise awareness of the dangers they face by deforestation.
You know, you're going to think I'm a bigot for saying this, especially since I'm a redhead or I identify as one. I've become blonde in my later years. But I definitely have redhead genes as evidenced by my children and my mom and my uncle and my wife. And I mean, that's not the same, but, you know, we can only make redheads. Orangutans weird me out.
Really?
Yeah, I'm.
Is it the coloring that?
No, that's the thing. I like the coloring. Okay. You'd think I have an affinity. It's the weird long arms and that face.
Yeah, they do.
The face is weird.
I get that.
It's just a weird, bulbous, flat, odd, creepy mess on top of those long arms. The long arms weird me out. I don't know. It's orangutans have never been a fan. So thanks for bringing all that up for me. I appreciate it, David.
So you're not celebrating today?
No. The orangutans. Okay. No. But in the category of which is, you know, otter-looking baboons or orangutans, I mean, I don't know the answer to this question. They're weird in different ways. Let's just leave it at that. David, thanks so much for the update. PJ's got traffic on the fives.
Well, the front gate of NS Pensacola is now backed up to Bayou Grande Lane. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, PJ. If you need a roof repaired or replaced or you're not sure which, call Quality Roofing Solutions. They have been doing business here in Pensacola for 20 years. Brian Ward started the company 20 years ago and thought, I just want to be the other kind of contractor. You know, you're used to the one kind, and, you know, maybe they do what they say, and maybe they return your call, and maybe they talk down to you. And he said, I just want to be better. I want to be the place where you feel comfortable calling, and, you know, we'll talk to you like a person. We'll answer your phone call, answer your questions, and not sound irritated that you're asking them. Like, just do basic customer service, and then do the job we're supposed to do professionally, you know, at a reasonable price. Well, 10,000 roofs later in the last 20 years, you know, they've got a 4.9 rating on Google for a reason, because they do well. That lifetime workmanship warranty for their roofs. Had a good friend who just got a roof from them, and she's like, they were great. They did what they're supposed to do. We bid several different contractors. They were not the cheapest. They were close. They were not the cheapest, but we went with them because we, you know, we knew you, and we knew their reputation, and we went with them and been thrilled. And like three or four other people on her street got roofs also because they saw what was being done. So if you need a roof repaired or replaced, or you're not sure which, call Quality Roofing Solutions, 777-0961, or check them out online, qualityroofingsolutions.com. Yesterday at polls, you know, lots of things happened. I would say that for the most part, not very surprising. I'll get to the surprises in a second. You know, for the most part, incumbents all won, although not all wins in Santa Rosa County. Again, those are the surprises. In Escambia County, you know, Mike Kohler won handily, and he'll, of course, have to win the general election. But, I mean, that's a foregone conclusion. A Republican in District 2 in Escambia County, that's just not, I mean, I don't know why we bother having the election. Well, we do because we have to have it, but, you know, that's what's going to happen. He's going to win against, you know, the Democrat. And then you also have the referendum for a superintendent passed by an overwhelming margin. That was actually one of the surprises to me, was the margin for the election. It was 73, I think. I have it in my head that one passed. No, 71-29. I thought it'd be closer. I thought elected would pass. I wasn't that surprised. I kind of opposed this, but not vehemently. I told you yesterday my reasons. Anyway, so that passed. So we will be electing a superintendent in 2 years. Mayor D.C. Reeves won handily. There was no question he was going to win. The only question was whether he'd break 50% to not have to do a runoff, and he did, handily defeating all comers, 53%. The next best was Alicia Trawick. I figured she'd get about 20%, and she did 21%. Ann Hill got 10. And then, you know, Jasmine Brown, the socialist, got 4. Eric Shorter, the Republican got three, and Jermaine Williams got eight. So, you know, he defeated all comers very, very handily. Even if they had all been running as one candidate, he would have got 53 versus 47, and he would have done better than that because some of them would have voted for him. David Williams, incumbent, wins against Isaac Williams in District 3 school board. District 2, Paul Fetsko wins handily, 65-34, and Kevin Adams running against Aaron Toler. That's not a surprise either, 60-40. The big surprises, and there were kind of three of them. Number one was the win by Angela Nixon in the Senate race, beating Alex Vindman. Stunning. A Democrat socialist outspent 16-1, 16 million. He had 1 million. She had, and she's, I mean, I've said it before, she's nuts. I mean, I've seen her in the House. Like, she's a Democrat socialist. A Democrat socialist socialist, like, you know, all the things you would think. That's her. And she's going to run now against Ashley Moody for the Senate. One would assume Ashley Moody is going to sweep the floor with her, but we all assumed Alex Vindman would sweep the floor with Angie Nixon. So who knows? That's one. And then Kerry Smith losing in Santa Rosa County District 2 by such a margin, frankly. Not as surprised that he didn't win, but stunned that he'd got fifth place and Jeff Ates winning that election. Jeff Snow took second place in that with, you know, just under 20%. And then in District 4, Dean Light beats incumbent Ray Eddington. That wasn't that much of a surprise. That was a little bit of a surprise. That was a very clean, quiet race, and that's done because that was an open primary.
Jalosi, the results are in yesterday's Florida primary elections.
President Trump backed Congressman Byron Donalds, winning Florida's GOP gubernatorial primary. He'll take on former Representative David Jolly in November, a former Republican.
Fox's Kristen Goodwin, Democratic Socialist Angie Nixon won her primary for Senate. She's going to face Republican Senator Ashley Moody.
But progressives did see a loss in the 25th congressional district, where DSA-backed candidate Oliver Larkin failed to prevail against the incumbent Jared Moskowitz.
Fox's Madeline Rivera, President Trump announcing a last-minute deal with Canada.
Writing on Truth Social, I have paused the 50% tariffs against Canada for a three-day period based on the fact that Canada and the USA, subject to the finalization of documents, have a deal.
That is Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer reporting. America is listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 6:31 at News Radio 92.3. Right now, 78 degrees. We've got partly cloudy skies. We're going to look at our forecast from Channel 3 up in just a couple of minutes. Well, Escambia County saw no major upsets on Tuesday night. Pensacola Mayor D.C. Reeves avoiding a runoff, winning outright with just over 53% of the vote, well ahead of runners-up Alicia Trawick and Ann Hill. Commissioner Mike Kohler defeating Republican challenger Glenn Dorsey. He'll face Democrat Matthias Robinson in November. All three Escambia school board incumbents, Kevin Adams, Paul Fetsko, David Williams, keeping their seats last night, and voters also approving switching that school superintendent from an appointed back to an elected position with 71% support, meaning the county will elect its next superintendent in 2028. Looking at Santa Rosa County's election results, both incumbent county commissioners losing their primaries last night. Jeff Ates defeated Kerry Smith in the District 2 race, finishing with 26% of the vote. It was a crowded six-person race. Dean Light narrowly defeating Ray Eddington in District 4, winning by just over one percentage point. On the school board in Santa Rosa County, District 5 incumbent Scott Peden lost his seat, setting up a November runoff between Marie Laughlin and Jill Broxson Teston. Board members Linda Sanborn and Carol Boston held on to their seats, Boston winning by fewer than 300 votes. Voters in the Holly Navarre Fire District approved their first fee increase in 10 years, raising the average yearly assessment from about $162 to $131. Governor Ron DeSantis has suspended Palm Beach County Clerk Mike Caruso, a former state legislator, after he was arrested Tuesday on child sexual abuse charges. Caruso faces multiple charges, including kidnapping and lewd molestation. Attorney General James Uthmeyer says FDLE and local police assisted in that arrest. Caruso was appointed to the position by DeSantis last August. He denies allegations. He denies the allegations. Florida's congressional primaries last night largely favoring incumbents, with one exception. Republicans ousted Congressman Corey Mills in District 7 after a string of scandals backing former TV newscaster Ryan Elijah. Austin Rogers, a former general counsel to Senator Rick Scott, won the Republican nomination in District 2, covering Tallahassee and Panama City. In South Florida, Democrats Debbie Wasserman Schultz and Jared Moskowitz both advancing despite primary challenges. Several redrawn districts, including Districts 9 and 14, could give Republicans a stronger shot at flipping seats in the fall. And it is 6:34 here at News Radio. Let's check in with Channel 3, get a look at our morning forecast.
This is meteorologist Brooke Richardson with your first morning weather update. We do have a 50% chance of those showers and thunderstorms today, with temperatures warming up near 95 degrees. A heat advisory in place as temperatures will feel into the triple digits. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 80 degrees. Another hot day on your Thursday, high near 96 degrees with a 50% chance of those showers and thunderstorms. Thursday night, temperatures dropping near 80 degrees. Stay connected to Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
And right now we've got partly cloudy skies, 78 degrees. Our next news in 30 minutes. We'll check it. Let's go ahead and check in with PJ, who's got our traffic on the fives.
Traffic is brought to you by Florida West Economic Development Alliance, working to create high-wage jobs and private capital investment that grows Scambia County's tax base. Take a look at the big board. We have a vehicle crash in Roblox, Memphis Avenue at Riva Circle in Pensacola. Just use caution through that area. Also, the front gate of NES Pensacola is now backed up to Bayou Grande Lane. I'm PJ with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, PJ. Our next news at 7, breaking news anytime it happens. This is News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
I'm Nicole Murray with your money now. Target has posted quarterly earnings that were boosted by tariff refunds and raised its full-year guidance as the retailer shows more signs its turnaround is taking hold. The company said net sales climbed 5.3% from the year prior. Target stock is up more than 55% this year. Lowe's reported mixed results as the retailer said it continued to see pressure in home improvement spending. The company updated its full-year guidance to the low end of its previously provided range. Lowe's also said tariff refunds provided an 11-cent boost to its earnings per share. Treasury yields pulled back slightly this morning from multi-decade highs seen on the previous day as a sell-off at the long end of the curve eased investor jitters. The yield on the 10-year U.S. Treasury note fell 2 basis points to 4.686%. Futures are mixed as tech stocks slip and oil prices rise. Yesterday, the Dow lost 116, the Nasdaq down 355. That's your money now.
Texting enrolls you in recurring automated marketing text messages. Consent are required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
The team's looking good this season.
I think so. Man, I miss playing football. Ever since I turned 40, I just can't find that fire I used to have.
Think it could be lower testosterone?
What do you mean?
I was feeling the same way. After 40, the body has less testosterone, and men lose their edge. That's why I take Nugenix Total T2.
That's the testosterone booster, right?
Yes, but Total T2 is their brand new formula that skyrockets nitric oxide levels in as little as 3 hours. Since I started taking it, I've been lifting like when we played for Coach Carter. My energy is way up, and it even spiced up things between me and the missus.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles?
Yep, just send a text.
Text SPARK to 215215 for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T2, the next generation testosterone booster. Text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo X, our newest, most powerful fat burner ever, absolutely free. Text SPARK to 215215. That's SPARK to 215215.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Sportsman's Night Out is back September 17th at the Pensacola Bay Center, featuring bass fishing legend Hank Parker. Tickets are only $10 and can win you prizes like hunting trips, weapons, a brand new camper, a tractor, four-wheeler, a brand new car, and so much more. Brought to you by partners like Carpenter's Campers, Parrish Tractor, Benton's Auto Trim, Sandy Sansing Automotive, and Marcus Point Baptist Church. For more information, visit sportsmansnightout.com. That's Sportsman's Night Out, September 17th at the Pensacola Bay Center.
Delicious seafood is what you'll find at Davis Catfish House.
Davis Catfish serves only the best Mississippi catfish, fresh Gulf seafood, and delicious homemade sides. Weekday specials include two times Tuesday, six free shrimp added to the six-piece dinner. Wednesdays offer lunch basket specials. And everybody's favorite, Shrimp-tastic Thursday, $5 off all-you-can-eat shrimp. Serving fresh seafood daily, visit David's Catfish House on Dogwood Drive in Milton. See you at David's.
Hi, I'm Terrence A. Gross. As many of you know, I am a local board-certified personal injury lawyer, and I have practiced in this community for almost 40 years. Our law firm handles only people that have been injured due to the negligence of another. Join me this Wednesday at 10:30 on Pep Talk as we discuss all aspects of personal injury law.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
You know that feeling when a headline sounds big,
but nobody explains what it actually means for your day?
That's where Andrew McKay comes in.
News Radio 92.3, I'm Andrew McKay. It's the Pensacola Morning News.
Pensacola Morning News helps you understand what happened overnight, what's happening here at home, and why it matters before the rest of the day even gets started.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay, weekdays 5 to 9 a.m.
News Radio 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620.
Informative, local, dependable.
Speakers are asked to refrain from abusive or profane remarks, disruptive outbursts.
The problem. Your forked tongue gets you in trouble. Just like,
no, it does not.
If you don't know who I am, close your mouth. Something's going to fly in your mouth.
You're going to have to be quiet when I'm talking. I'm sorry. I'm not going to do the insubordination.
This is not transparent, open government.
I have never said you were psychotic, though you may be.
I don't know that I care for the narrative.
Well, Stephen, I certainly didn't mean to hurt your feelings or anybody else's, or to imply that any one of us is not doing what...
I'm not a maiden who needs to be saved from my feelings.
Wonderful, thank you.
Love can touch just one time and last for a lifetime.
Why do we even have the second life? That's an excellent question.
Genuinely, the origin of it goes back better than 20 years now. The discussions were probably, 22 years old, but the formal execution of it is over 20 years old. Is over 20 years now.
Why do we even have the sector plan? That's a question Lumen May asked last week at the county commission meeting, or maybe it was a little bit before that, right before I went on vacation. I guess Thursday before. Anyway, it's a good question, and here's why: because this whole plan was put into place to kind of superintend or oversee the development of, North Escambia or Middle Escambia, really. But, the vicinity where there has been a lot of development. But it was meant to kind of govern it and make it be good and wise and smart. And in the process, they put in restrictions and there's density rules and there's all kinds of stuff. And as a result, afterwards, people have asked to opt out of it. As in, to not follow the rules. Imagine, the best way I can think to explain this is, imagine if you live in a neighborhood, okay, and after you all had your property for a while, not in a new subdivision, but an old subdivision, after that, you all decided to create an HOA. And let's say it takes, 60% to make an HOA. I think it's something like that. You didn't really want to be in the HOA, but everybody else did, or enough other people did, that they made one for you. And then you come to the authorities and you're like, I don't want to be a part of this. I want to opt out. When they let you opt out. So in other words, eventually after you have your opt out and then somebody else opts out and somebody else opts out, all the people who want to be in the HOA are in the HOA and everybody else has, shabby looking lawns and, cars parked in the street and oil stains and the not always everybody who's not in an HOA, but, the kinds of things that an HOA would prevent or theoretically, they just happen. Well, it doesn't really make any sense to have an HOA when that stuff is going on and people can opt out of it, right? It's either an all or nothing kind of deal. That's the issue with the sector plan. Why would you have this guiding document to say what can and cannot be done in development when people have been allowed to opt out of it? And at a certain point, if everybody's opting out of it or enough people are, what's the point of having it in the first place? And in this case, you had two opt-out requests, which were enormous. I forget the numbers. It's like in the grand total of it, it's like 7% of the whole area that the sector plan covers. So it's a huge amount of property. I want to say one was 800 acres and one was like 150 or something like that. So Lumen asked the question, why do we even have this? And Stephen Barry, District 5, says, yeah, I mean, same question. We're kind of wondering that ourselves.
I wasn't in the room. And to pontificate at what the motivations may have been from, I believe this was driven from the county's point of view. And the two, the two drivers from the county's point of view are not only no longer with the county, but they're both deceased now. And I wouldn't put words in their mouth. I don't know what was said, but we have it. And trying to navigate around it as well as possible.
Right. I mean, I get that. But then somebody asks a question. Somebody who lives under the sector plan, John Presley, says, this is crazy.
All right. Well, it's true that there have been other opt-outs. There's nothing this size that's been done. He's got roughly 7% of the sector between the two parcels. When he bought this land, it was ag land, 1 per 20. I live 2,500 feet away. On day one of the plan, you know, they went seeking additional density. On day one of the plan, he got a 5,900% increase in potential density for that property. 2,500 feet away, I got a 50% increase in density. Both of us were obligated to preserve 50% of the land.
But
you're going to let him walk away from the commitments that he made to get him that density. And I've got no real problem with that if you end up doing it, which I think you will. But you're going to leave the rest of us with that obligation. I'm going to retain the obligation should I choose to develop that or sell it to someone who will. That obligation will remain on me.
Yeah, that's exactly the right question. If you're going to allow these opt-outs and they can do whatever they want under the normal rules of development, why do the rest of us have to live with the burden, the obligation, the restrictions that the sector plan creates for us? It doesn't make any sense.
If you're going to kill the plan, just take it out behind the barn, shoot it in the head, be done with it, let us all out.
Right.
Because now that you've let so many people opt out, you kind of have to say yes to every subsequent one. And if you have to say yes to every subsequent one that asks, why don't you just get rid of the thing in itself? We'll come back to this in a second because it was an interesting conversation. PJ has traffic on the fives.
There is a brand new vehicle crash, University Parkway at Johnson Avenue. No roadblock associated with that. Also, the front gate of NAS Pensacola is now backed up to Central Avenue. I'm PJ with the traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, PJ. If you're thinking about that next vehicle, Frontier Motors has an outstanding selection, good quality used cars. But, I mean, the selection, I know I talk about that a lot because it is genuinely. You can go to one place and shop as many of the almost new cars as you want. One, you know, it's 150 they sell every month out of a 300 inventory, so they're always getting new stuff in. And you can see, you know, Toyotas and Hondas and Fords and Chevys and Dodges all right next to each other in one place instead of having to go all around town and look for stuff. And, you know, the car buying experience is every time you go a place, you get to meet somebody. So, what a joy. And sometimes it's five or six places. And by the time you've seen the third one, you're like, what was that first one like? Well, at Frontier, it's all in one place. You only have to meet one person and just barely. In fact, you can tell them, nope, don't need you. Just let me look at the cars. Okay. And they will. Because that's what they try to be, is not just the place with good inventory, but the place that really treats you like you want to be treated. I like to represent a lot of advertisers who do things differently, do things the way I wish they were done. And Frontier, they do things the way you wish it would just be done. Helping people buy good quality used cars for 29 years, right behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi. All right, back to the conversation about the sector plan in Escambia County. Stephen Barry, District 5, it's his district for the most part that this, I think it's entirely within his district, if I'm not mistaken. I could be wrong about that. Sometimes where these things lay and where the districts, they change a little bit. But I believe it's entirely in Stephen Barry's district.
You know, I wanted to dissolve the sector plan several years ago, related to a different topic. Commissioner Mays, earlier I mentioned something about sometimes things just don't work out. And, you know, whatever the intent was for the adoption of this, sometimes things just don't work out. And this is, in my opinion, an instance for one of those.
So he's clearly signaling support for or a belief that this will go away at some time, maybe soon.
You know, it's this item. It's the next item as well. I'm still going to support, these parcels being able to opt out. A couple of the speakers referenced, you know, just take it out and kill it. I think that that will be the outcome. I don't know if it's going to be the outcome from this, you know, from this opt-out. I don't know if this is the item that triggers us being told that it's no longer valid, but it's got to be getting close once, you know, if this is approved.
Yeah, once you would prove those two, which they did, you know, what's left of the thing? It's a shell of its former self, so to speak. And how many times has there been an opt-out approved in the sector plan? Meredith Bush, who's the land attorney who was representing, I think both of the opt-out requests, I believe.
Thank you, Meredith Bush, 314 South Phelan. Again, here on behalf of the applicant, this time DDJ Land Company. Again, we're asking to be transmitted to the state for the coordinated review. I'm happy to take any questions. And this is the 17th opt-out that's come before you.
17 times. 17 times. And, oh, man, if memory serves, I believe that the first opt-out was by the county commissioner who had the sector plan put in. Wilson Robinson, if I remember correctly. Robertson, not Robinson. And so, you know, like from the beginning, it was problematic. So the question is, what do you do with it now? Well, Stephen Barry himself says, look, this opt-out may be the trigger to help have us get rid of this.
You know, this may be the trigger. Mr. You know, Presley mentioned, you know, that he would be bound by, you know, if we allow Mr. Long to opt out, that he would still be bound by the sector plan rules. And, you know, this may be the this large opt-out may be the death knell for the sector plan, which would then not have anyone bound by that overlay district that currently exists.
Yeah, so I would not be surprised if that happens. I think there's no good justification for continuing a thing that everybody's been allowed to opt out of so far who's asked 17 times they have. How would you ever say no to anybody in the future? So what kind of a governance document is it? It's not, okay? It's really not. Now, the other thing that happened at this meeting there was a lot of stuff at this meeting. This is a big meeting, long meeting. The OLF-8 question. Remember, the planning board voted to approve the changes requested by the development group, Tri-W and Chad Henderson, and they came to the county commission. A bunch of people pitched a fit, and the county commission promised, okay, at the next meeting, remember there was a whole conversation, can we send it back to the planning board right now, or do we have to go through the process of having a hearing with both sides and then send it back? And they said, 5-0, they didn't vote because it's not a voting thing, but we're going to send it back to the planning board. And then all of a sudden they have this meeting about the OLF-8 issue, and they don't do that. This is crazy. Now, Jacob Rockwell, he's the red light camera guy. I've talked about him a few times. He's, you know, flamboyant and sort of entertaining and usually not that well-informed and usually mistaken in the things he does know. But it's okay. He's interesting. And he said kind of a funny moment at the meeting.
I have a suspicion that some of you have been fiercely lobbied by these pantsuits behind me to push this to Tallahassee today. I really hope y'all make me eat crow and send it back to the development committee, but a lot of us are expecting to get bent over and screwed on this. My daddy always told me you can never trust a man that wears tennis shoes with a suit. Henderson is a pantsuit mafia are not keeping their word. I hope it's up to you to hold them to it. The whole thing stinks, and I have a feeling when it's all said and done, Escambia County taxpayers are going to be stuck holding a giant steaming bag of Triumph clawback dog. Thank you.
I had edited, but I got nervous all of a sudden that I had failed.
We're on number 11 out of 19, so we have 8.
I really regret my choice of outfit after that.
Because I think the guy who came up to next to speak was Bruce Friedenberg, and he was wearing, I believe, tennis shoes with a suit. So
I will say I am thankful that somebody, because they usually make fun of me for the way I dress,
yeah,
because
yeah,
I'm the only female. So, but like, now y'all know how it is.
Oh, no, I just, that's funny. Well, not substance, but I thought it was entertaining. So Steve Stroberger and OLF-8 is in his district, made the motion.
So I'm backing off sending it back too, because sending it back because a couple of planning board members said that they regretted their decisions. Well, that's not actually a reason to send it back. That's not a valid reason to send it back. And I talked to one of them since then, and one of them since then said, nah, I've had another change of heart. So we're going to transmit this damn thing. That's what we're going to do tonight.
This was such a bizarre turn of events because they had been so clear and emphatic that they were going to pay off the protesting audience and send it back to the planning board. And now all of a sudden, screw all that, we're sending it to Tallahassee. What? It was so, I would like, am I gaslighting myself that I don't remember what happened at the last meeting? I mean, Jacob Rockwell was like, you told us you'd do it, and it turns out like we're expecting you to screw us on this, and they did the exact opposite.
I just want to say something,
Mike Kohler.
And I think it's important to put this out there because it shouldn't be this complicated to work with the government. You know, I've been doing this for 4 years up here. We went through the green shirts, we went through Horton, we went through the $50 million man, we went through Metro. I didn't always agree with Chad. He knows that, and you didn't either. We wanted the money. But then we've changed the stuff. We have literally put these people through the meat grinder. And I'm going to vote with it because I think it's time to move it forward. If you want to work with Escambia County, we got to be open for business, and it shouldn't take 10 years. And that's where I'm at.
Yeah, and one answer on that is you might take the perspective and say, this is why they shouldn't be in the development business to begin with. It doesn't usually work out very well, which is kind of what Lumen's been saying, to sell the thing. You know, and it's hard to argue with that at this point. So they wound up doing the vote, and the vote was 5-0, and that was it.
Okay, so I'm confirming that motion was to move items 3 and items 4. And I can, okay, all in favor? Okay, that is 5-0.
Yeah, so last meeting, they absolutely said, let's wait and be fair to the developer and let's hear both sides at the regular hearing instead of doing it prematurely, which was correct, okay? And then we'll send it back to the planning board for reconsideration. And then at the actual meeting with the hearing, they did not send it back to the planning board. They sent it off to Tallahassee to, now it's still going to have to come back. This is not a done thing. But it was really, really weird in my opinion. 6:55 on News Radio 92.3. PJ has traffic on the fives.
There is a vehicle crash with injuries, Davis Highway at Burke Street in Pensacola. Use caution as you pass by that. Also have a vehicle crash, University Parkway at Johnson Avenue. Roadways open. I'm PJ with traffic on the fives.
As she stared at me through the window, I realized the time we spent in the backyard on her trailer just wasn't fulfilling. We used to have so much fun on the water. I just couldn't crank her up. But Key Marine did. Fun days on the bay are back. And my Yamaha outboard runs better than ever.
Key Marine gets the work done and lets you handle the fun. Key Marine, your Yamaha outboard dealer on Bower Road in Pensacola. Google Key Marine or find them on Facebook.
Splash Magazine covers the coast like the Gulf of Mexico. Each month, Splash Magazine offers a calendar of events, plus tips on where to shop, dine, and play. Learn about the month's special events, live entertainment, and interesting local people. Learn how to catch fish with Captain Dave Yelverton. See what is worth watching on your streaming services. Tom Nolan will tell you the latest. Get the most out of the Emerald Coast by reading Splash Magazine each month. For more information, call Gulf Breeze News at 850-932-8986 or visit GulfBreezeNews.com online.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services, advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
You know, sometimes you want answers.
Sometimes you just want something upbeat.
Either way, Meg's got you covered. Pet Talk, weekdays at 9 on News Radio 92.3.
Your Honor, may I have permission to treat Ms. Vito as a hostile witness?
You think I'm hostile? Now wait till you see me tonight.
Do you two know each other?
Yeah, she's my fiancé.
Well, that would certainly explain the hostility.
Good morning, 6:57, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, good morning. Candidates endorsed by President Trump taking a few hits in Tuesday's primaries. Republicans endorsed by Trump tend to win, but three were defeated on Tuesday. Trump's pick for governor of Wyoming, Megan Degenfelder, lost her primary to State Senator Eric Barlow there. And, of course, the two Trump-backed candidates in Florida also defeated. A new report out saying the president is pushing for face-to-face meetings with Kim Jong-un in North Korea. U.S. officials tell the Wall Street Journal that Trump has privately discussed setting up a meeting with Kim during his next trip to Asia. Officials say that could happen in November during the APEC summit in China.
Hey, going back for just a second, you said the two Trump-backed candidates in Florida. I mean, lots of Trump-backed candidates won, but you mean Corey Mills and who was the other one?
Oh, boy. Honestly, it doesn't say here.
Okay, because he had backed, you know, obviously Jimmy won, Byron Donalds won, you know. Anyway, I just wanted to make sure we're clear about that. Go ahead, sir. What else?
A group of Iranian hackers being indicted for orchestrating a cyber piracy campaign backed by the Islamic Revolutionary Guard. The Justice Department says the group of 17 hackers targeted U.S. universities and companies in a years-long cyber campaign and also attempted to extort HBO for $6 million in Bitcoin.
I don't think they've got it. I mean, I don't think HBO's got the money. Not anymore.
Maybe in 1996.
Oh, by the way, did you happen to see that, his last name is Rasmussen, and now all of a sudden I forget his first name. The guy who co-founded ESPN with his son. Had the idea for a 24-hour news network, a sports network, just passed away at the age of like 90. So, you know, kind of a pioneer in the broadcast. Or not
stream
broadcast,
us at newsradio923.com. Newsradio 923. WNRP.